السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك.
این حرکت حرکت عشق و ایمانه. ما هم از دور نگاه میکنیم به این حرکت و غبطه میخوریم به حال اون کسانی که این توفیق رو پیدا کردن و این حرکت رو انجام دادن.
اگر آوارم قلبم در ایوان تو جا مانده، دلم با هر قدم با هر نفس اسم تو را خوانده، غم عشقت بیابون پرورم کرد و میانه را.
Regarding the provision of continuous emergency services in the previous years, the International Charity Foundation of Muslim Doctors Without Borders would be providing its services in the field throughout the Arba'in Walk, this year as well, for the lovers of the Husseini School of Thought. Our colleagues, doctors and specialists are with you throughout the path in order to be of your assistance on the road and help you as much as they possibly can. Essential advice for people with heart and peripheral vascular diseases that are participating in the Great Walk of Arba'in. Drink enough water. Be cautious with the use of tobacco products. Be cautious with overeating during the journey. Observe a proper balance in fat and salt intake. Keep an appropriate quantity of medicines prescribed by your physician with you. Precaution in carrying weight throughout the journey. Take an appropriate break after covering a certain distance and increments, 1 to 2 hours after every walking session. Use compression stockings as needed for DVT prevention during the journey, necessary for longer than 5 to 6 hours of non-activity. If you have chest pain during the Arba'in walk, without delay, you must stop your activity and rest. Be cautious of any pain that arises in the heart and always carry with them at all times their fast-acting medications and nitroglycerin, which comes in the form of a small tablet that is to be placed under the tongue. If placing one dose of nitroglycerin under the tongue and getting some rest does not resolve the pain, you can use up to 3 doses. Essential advice for people with heart disease. The signs and symptoms of a heart attack. The most important symptoms of a heart attack include feeling of throbbing blood pressure, heaviness, or pain in the middle area of the chest, which normally starts abruptly and lasts for more than a few minutes. If this pain moves towards the shoulders, the neck, the arms, or the lower jaw, the condition has become more serious. If we encounter a person who displays signs and symptoms of a heart attack, what steps should we take? Immediately give the person having a heart attack an 81 milligram aspirin to chew. After one is certain that their blood pressure has not come down, administer a dose of nitroglycerin, which is to be placed under the tongue. Until the individual is in this condition, they should avoid all activity and must be taken to a medical facility on a wheelchair. Don't forget that the time it takes to rule out whether the symptoms someone is experiencing are related to a heart attack or not can itself become the cause of serious damage to the heart muscles and can even lead to death. Dear pilgrims, for further information, especially concerning the key points with regards to your well-being throughout the Arba'in walk, you can visit the website of the International Charity Foundation of the Muslim Doctors Without Borders at www.icfmp.org.